Stephen Colbert is about to leave CBS late night TV and go off to make, well, maybe sort of, who knows, Lord of the Rings? We doubt it. But one thing that we're shouting about is Colbert wanted to be a martyr. It's true, a media martyr for the left. And now what else is there to do for Jimmy Kimmel than to copy his friend in a very losing late night? Welcome back yet again, ladies and gentlemen. Another video of excellence on the way every single day. The content here is made for you. If you're not yet subscribed, just know we're working hard. We're working overtime every single day to earn such an honor. As we dive in, click the like button, and here we go. Stephen Colbert is near the end, and he might be taking down Late Night with him. Yes, Kimmel is daring Disney to fire him. The Stephen Colbert exit interview, I did not expect it to end this way. Well, you know, it's funny, eh, because Stephen, we did. Lacey Rose is the author. As the late show nears its final bow, the host opens up about the cancellation that shocked the industry, the win of going out as a martyr. And pay attention, because that's the narrative Jimmy Kimmel wants too. And his next act in Middle Earth. Sure he will. When Stephen Colbert landed The Late Show in 2015, he received two notable calls. One from David Letterman, whom he'd be replacing. The other from Letterman's rival, former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. Quote, "Jay called me right away and he was lovely," says Colbert, as he slips into a Leno impression, which I will not do. He goes, "Hey, you got the Pope job. You got the job till you're dead." And then he says, "Well, you were wrong on that one, Jay." The irony here is that he's not willing to recognize he actually got fired from the unfireable job. Like, he managed to do that. He doesn't recognize it's somebody else's fault. It's the changing, you know, dynamics. It's the world is different. No, it's not. You had an unfireable position. Nobody could get rid of you. And you managed to do it, you know? It's incredible. It's like falling up. Somebody says, you can't fall up. You can only fall down. And you're like, I'm so incompetent. I'll figure it out. I'll defy physics, baby. And that's where we are with Colbert. Let me go to Nat first on this one. We'll read more of the story. But Nat, it's amazing to me. And I think Kimmel's going to be the same way. They need to be the martyrs because they need that narrative for wherever they're going next. They can't be the failures we know they are.
Exactly. And speaking of masculinity, this just proves that it has been quite damaged at this point, that he, Stephen Colbert himself, feels the need to continue to victimize himself because that is the only way he can get any sort of attention.
Absolutely. Culture, we're gonna be covering, of course, Kimmel trying, I think, to get fired. He wants to go the Colbert route, maybe. And let's see what he says here. If we go down, it says, last July, Colbert looked straight to camera and announced that his 11th season of Late Show would be his last. CBS, whose parent company, Paramount, was in the midst of a closing of a multi-billion-dollar merger with David Ellison Skydance that required the Trump administration's approval, insisted it was a purely financial decision. But the choice to cancel the number one show in late night raised more than a few eyebrows, particularly as it came just 2 weeks after Paramount had agreed to pay Trump $16 million to settle a controversial lawsuit over a 60 Minutes interview. As if they just wanted to do that. No, I think they had to, right? You don't give away free money. Culture, again, let's hit them with the facts here. What's amazing is Colbert was losing reportedly $60 million a year, $40 to $60 million a year on this show. Yeah. They have now turned around and sold this. I don't remember if you know the comedian that they've sold it to. He's going to pay them.
Byron Allen, he's a media ownership guy, and it's Byron Allen, I believe, specifically. Right, they're acquiring his shows. Yeah,
Byron Allen is paying them, and I think it's undisclosed how much he's paying them, but he's paying them to have his own version of the late night in that slot, and he's going to bring in comedians, and he knows he's going to make money off of it, too, so everybody's winning. What that means, Culture, is whether it's $40 or $60 million that they were losing with Colbert, if they're making $20 million off of it, if that's how much they're charging, we don't know how much they're charging. It's like an $80 to $100 million, depending on how this goes. $80 to $100 million swing. And THR and the rest of these wackadoodle propagandists won't just come out and say, this is a $100 million wing for Paramount to get rid of you, you loser. You lost an unfireable job. You ran everybody away. You're getting 1/6 of the viewership of your predecessor. You're getting 1/12, 1/15 of what what Johnny Carson used to do. And they're going to make $80 million by just kicking your keister out the door. I think they struggled to frame this the right way, Culture.
Yeah, I think that's true. The featured lineup for this guy's replacement is called Comics Unleashed. And there's the whole plan behind what's going to happen back here. They're not accurately or honestly framing this, although I don't expect a lot of intellectual honesty out of the trade publications. But he's paying to collect the advertising revenue, of which he's going to make more than what he's paying. Now, originally, believe it or not, Byron Allen wanted to acquire Paramount originally before Skydance, offering up to $30 billion. So he's been wanting to become a bigger part of the media empire for a long, long time. So, but this is a huge deal. I mean, this shifts late night into an actual place that it should have been, an entertainment fall asleep kind of an opportunity. Colbert put you asleep for the wrong reasons. And he was also highly political, which a producer suggested to him. If you go back and read the background on that moment, it changed forever the direction of late night television. And Kimmel shortly followed. And Fallon was the only person to try to avoid that same trap. And he suffered for it in the ratings. So, I don't have the easy answers here. I always have the unkind truths. But this was a failing program that employs 200 people who now no longer have a job as of the 21st of May, if I'm not mistaken. Might be the 23rd or the 27th, but I do believe it's the 21st. And you know what? Bye. Good riddance. Enjoy. You have a nice retirement. I do not believe that these people, as they go out in their martyrdom, are going to be rehirable. Pro, do you think I'm wrong?
Oh, no. Here's how they're playing this. Here's how they're pretending. It says Colbert's unexpected ouster. We scooped it. We predicted it. We called it here, folks, many days ahead of time. And you all appreciated that, I think. It's only unexpected to the propagandists. Yeah. Baghdad Bob at The Hollywood Reporter. It's that he is now able to be intimately involved in co-writing an installment of the Lord of the Rings film franchise. The project is already 6 years in the making. How are you still writing the thing 6 years in? What is this, the Ray movie?
Actually, I think it's the Tower of Terror movie that ScarJo's involved in.
Yeah. And a lifelong dream for the self-proclaimed superfan. And although he isn't ready to sign on to any other projects just yet, he began fielding scripts immediately after he announced his late show chapter would conclude. He'll make a reappearance on Rick and Morty. Yay. Here's the deal. Colbert's job is to come in to the studio and read the jokes and do the rehearsed conversation with the actor. That is his job. The reason this show was losing $40 to $60 million per year, as reported, is because Stephen Colbert came in and had probably 100 people on his staff do all the work, and his job was stand there, read the joke in a funny way, and talk to the famous person. And he failed at that. I got a feeling that if my job, if Pro's job was come in and read what's been written for you, I bet I could still work on Lord of the Rings. So this the whole thing is a canard. The idea that, oh, he was just working too hard. He needed to quit to write the Lord of the Rings thing. Sure he did. 6 years in the making, they still don't have a script. Okay, last thing I want to talk about this Stephen Colbert deal is Jimmy Kimmel. Colbert's going out a martyr. Kimmel wants to go out a martyr. Kimmel is going to do whatever it takes to be a martyr. What is Disney to do? Because we've heard, and we can't confirm this, but we've heard that Disney has essentially said, please, Jimmy, stop being so mean. And you know that's not going to work because, well, he wants to be a martyr. Jimmy Kimmel is going to go out the way Colbert did, and he's going to assure that happens. What do you two think about the timeline here? How long does Disney have before Kimmel forces them? Because I kind of think it's going to go just after the midterms. Like, I think he wants to be there for the midterms. And then I think about January of next year, Kimmel is going to do whatever it takes to force Disney to fire him so that he can be like his buddy Colbert and have the martyr narrative.
I mean, they can continue to play the game of chicken, but at the same time, they're just losing money and deciding to continue to try to prop this guy up. And I also think the format itself, as you've kind of mentioned, of late night might be over by now, and it's best for Disney to realize that. But I think as you say, they're just going to continue saying, please, please don't do anything bad. We'll see how he handles the midterms if he does want to stay for them. And then the results as well, because that could also give him more fireable offenses where he can say things that would get him fired.
Absolutely. Yeah, but all of his power goes away if they just move him to Disney Minus or Hulu Disney Minus. It solves all their problems.
You keep saying that. He doesn't need to be on Disney. He needs to be on Hulu.
By the way, well, Disney Minus is the perfect platform because nobody cares anymore. The only thing on there people care about is Bluey.
You want Kimmel next to Bluey. I mean, how much must you hate that poor little dog?
I love Ludo Studios. I think that as soon as they can get their licenses back, they should reacquire them. Because there are going to be other people who could pay way more.
I cannot imagine punishing Bluey with having Bluey be next to Kimmel.
It's not punishing Bluey. It's punishing Disney. Disney deserves what you deserve in the end. And look, I'm going to say something to the audience now. First of all, Pro used a remarkable word. He called the action by the trade magazine a canard. A canard is a leading wing. It's an engineering marvel that produces lift despite a lack of thrust. And it's something that's used on leading edge airplanes like the Long EZ and a lot of other project planes. But you can actually have a very impressive angle of attack because you don't have to come at it with great speed. And that's a perfect description for the lack of thrust or speed that Colbert actually is able to maintain. So well done, sir, on many fronts.
Well, I appreciate that. A wordsmith I may be, but a martyr I am not. I don't want to be like Kimmel. I don't want to be like Colbert. I love doing what I do, folks, and we do it for you. But that's the story. Disney's got a hard decision to make because this is a ticking time bomb. Colbert was. Now they're retroactively going back and saying, well, he gets to make Lord of the Rings. It's like, yeah, he gets to go out in humiliation. He was a loser. A loser losing Paramount. The equivalent when you include the opportunity cost, something like $80 to $100 million. He's an $80 to $100 million leech. That's the story. He managed to beat logic. He proved Leno wrong. You can be fired from an unfireable job. You know, we must bid adieu for now, but folks, I encourage you, if you enjoyed this kind of video, well, we have plenty more and more on the way every single day. We do it for you. Check out the WDW Pro channel and go click on videos. You can see the most recent ones and enjoy all the stuff we're talking about. And hopefully give us some feedback because we would love to cater what we're doing for you. You are the consumer. You are our valued guest. It's how entertainment companies once upon a time treated the people who bought their stuff. And we're still doing it here. Folks, on the way out the door, consider clicking the like button, share, subscribe. Click it, stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. And folks, as we get ready to say goodbye, we always say this because we think you indeed are special and matter. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, keep learning, keep growing, and keep having fun.